Support for Food for Thought comes from the compelling new reality series, Heavily Tattooed Bearded Big Guys Who Like to Yell at Each Other, tonight at 9 on the Knuckle Dragger Network.
Okay, Stein, I want you to taste this.
Yeah, all right. What is it? It's kind of white and gooey looking. It's not Brill Cream, is it?
A little dab will do you.
It's nice.
Well, what does it taste like?
Like thin sour cream.
That's exactly right. But it's not. It's homemade creme fraiche.
That's what creme fraiche is?
Well, creme fraiche is really a cultured cream, just like sour cream. I did not buy this in a little tub with all kinds of stabilizers in it. I made it at home out of something so simple and so simply, you won't believe how delicious this can be and so easy.
Well, it is delicious. It's quite good.
And it's great on everything from sweets to savories. You can put it on fruit, or you can put it on dumplings, or, you know, anything you use. Baked potatoes.
Anything
Nate's been doing
use...
that. Anything you'd use sour cream for.
Yeah. Okay.
And you could add a little sugar if you'd like for a little, you know, for a sweetener, for a dessert.
Oh, and a blintz, it would be good.
In the blintz, it's fabulous. It's wonderful in dressings as well. So here's the ticket. All you need to do is buy a container of heavy cream, and you put it in a glass jar, a tablespoon of buttermilk to a cup of heavy cream. I make double batches of this. Shake, 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 and then just let it sit out overnight. Put it someplace warm.
It won't go bad.
It does go bad. That's the whole point.
Right. But a controlled bad.
Yeah.
You know, I always keep a little container of powdered buttermilk.
You know, funny you should mention that because I tried it umpteen different ways. I tried making it with yogurt, adding a yogurt culture instead of buttermilk. That works too. Tastes a little more yogurty. I think the buttermilk works the best.
Could I just maybe stir a spoonful or two of the powdered?
No, that tastes really lousy. So I tried it.
So mix it up first with water.
No, I wouldn't even do that. Oh. I would go right for like a little pint of buttermilk.
Just regular buttermilk.
Yeah, regular buttermilk. Or like me, if you use buttermilk for other things like biscuits and stuff like that. But what's so great about this is it's creamier. And one of its greatest attributes is you can actually cook with it. So say you're making a pan sauce, right? You make a steak, you make a pork chop, some chicken. Afterward, just take the meat out, you know, reduce it with a little wine, and then add a tablespoon or so of the creme fraiche. Now, if you did that with sour cream, it would curdle.
Yeah.
And that's not the case with this.
Oh, that's
with this.
Terrific tip. Well, I have to admit, you know, I should know these things, but I don't. There's all kinds of things I don't know. I've never been quite certain what creme fraiche is. That's all. And you can just do that overnight, huh?
Sometimes it depends on how warm your room is. I mean, I've watched it culture in 12 hours. Sometimes it takes longer. And what's, you know, if it's a little looser than that kind of gummy sour cream you get, and put it in the fridge. And if you have a big batch of it, it will sour as it sits there. I mean, it's not as sour initially as it's going to be after a week or so.
But it will keep for at least a week, though.
At least. I've tasted creme fraiche I've had around for 3 weeks. It's still delicious.
So you just decide when it's sour enough, and that's when it's done.
Yeah, you can start eating it the next day.
To go in
and
the fridge.
Again, add a little salt if it's because there's no salt added to it. If you think it needs it, you can add it. You want some sugar, add some sugar. And you can make it your own, and it's really terrific to use in place of heavy cream or in place of sour cream in all kinds of cookery. Again, from your dressings to your toppings to adding a real tang and richness to your pan sauce, your gravies.
Give me the ratio once again.
It's 1 cup of heavy cream to 1 tablespoon of buttermilk.
Okay, sounds easy. Couldn't be easier. Thanks a lot. I'm going to give that a try. With KPLU food commentator Nancy Leeson, I'm Dick Stein.